You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us on the air. Thanks, Drew, for being along. It's a beautiful day today. I'd like to have that continue, and so would farmers here in my part of the world across the Midwest. Do we have good or bad news for them?
Well, I think everybody knows there's trouble on the horizon. But I guess the good news is that once we get beyond this next storm system, we'll have an opportunity for some improvement to occur across the region. I'm not totally convinced how good it will be, but today's midday computer forecast model data from the American model was really quite encouraging, but I don't buy into it, so be careful of that. The model took out a lot of the precipitation and heated up the Midwest during the 10th through the 15th period of May, which would be perfect. But in reality, I don't think the model's got a clue what it's doing. I think in reality, it's going to end up, we're going to have a couple of cool fronts that will likely come out of Canada still in that second week of the two-week outlook. They aren't going to produce a great deal of rainfall, but I don't think we're going to get into this unusually warm weather pattern that's suggested here on the midday model run. In reality, I think we'll have temperatures in the eastern Midwest, probably close to normal in the west, maybe just a tad bit warmer than normal, and there'll be a couple of opportunities for scattered showers to move across the Midwest. So not nearly as dry as what the midday model run suggested, but there's still hope here that we'll be able to firm up the soil and get into the fields a little more aggressively after, of course, we deal with this big, heavy soaker of rain that's going to be with us these next few days in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and some immediate neighboring states.
How much of a soaking?
1 to 3 inches for those three states I just mentioned in some of the neighboring areas of eastern Nebraska, northeast Kansas, maybe the southwesternmost part of Wisconsin. And then for Illinois or for Indiana and portions of western Kentucky into the western part of Ohio, we'll probably see amounts around 0.5 to 1.5 inches, maybe a couple of pockets that get upwards around 2 inches.
You mentioned reality earlier on as it relates to the models. I suspect there's some fundamentals that lead you to believe that they're not quite right. What is it that continues to push colder and wetter air into the Midwest?
Well, it's part of a general northern hemispheric flow pattern that is part of the 18-year cycle that we hear about periodically. And that 18-year cycle is just keeping ridginess over the western part of North America. At the same time, there's a blocking weather pattern that should be prevailing across the heart of Europe. And with these two features in place, it leaves us kind of locked into this pattern. The one thing that will be different about the next 10 days to 2 weeks is that we won't have quite as much cold intensity coming southward out of Canada, and that will help to reduce some of the rain intensity and also the intensity of the cold.
Drew, thanks so much.
Well, have a good afternoon.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.